You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for stopping by. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPNRochester.com, our home online, and the free-to-download radio.com app. The only way you can listen to ESPN Rochester anywhere, anytime. Mike Danger, alongside Gene Battaglia.
Yeah, we're following this story today. Lila Sharma, and again, the news keeps on coming in. And the latest tidbit, courtesy of TMZ, the website releasing audio, which is the 911 call. This is actually the dispatcher, where at 3:23 in the morning, the operator says a female victim was hit in the head for a, quote, home invasion.
As people were reacting, and you know what? I mean, it's fair to have an emotional reaction when you see this kind of story. I don't know that you want to back up a football player just because he's a good football player when you see what's being alleged. One of our favorites from Bleeding Green Nation Radio and WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia, John Barchard, joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. John, you tweeted out something about 4 hours ago when this news started to break. You said, I would say if you're surprised by this possible McCoy abuse, you haven't been paying attention. I think a lot of us kind of recognize that LeSean McCoy's past has been, I don't know, troubled. What did you mean by your tweet?
I'm going to walk around this as best as possible, fellas.
Okay.
I think that there are a lot of situations in Philadelphia which information does not get out, and there's a reason why it doesn't get out. They are one of the best in the business of controlling information and having it stay put. When Shady went to Buffalo, you could tell the difference in information flow between that front office and how they handle things, and LeSean McCoy just in general. If you just kind of look at the timeline of where some things became more public, you know, the club incident fight in 2016, the party bus, there's a lot of different things that, you know, the Eagles go through a lot of protocol with their players as well before a lot of things are promoted or done or even said. And you can, I think, tell by LeSean McCoy's character in a lot of ways, a lot of people that have interacted with him in public, and just kind of the guy who he is. Now, some of that looks like it's fun, and it looks like it's ego and confidence and cockiness, and that's the things that we all liked in Philadelphia about LeSean McCoy, especially when it was on the field and ripping away, you know, Washington Redskins fans' flags, getting ready for a game, and he did come out and was always a gamer, was very open about how he felt. And you kind of said, okay, that's one of those guys that's just open and brash. He's a running back. Feels like, you know, a little bit of prima donna-ish, and that's to be expected with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. People kind of reacted oddly to when he was traded to Buffalo, and obviously that pointed towards Chip Kelly. And even then, when faced with, you know, and no real other thing that he could possibly think of, not as a new coach coming in or a general manager move, he blames Chip Kelly to be a racist. So that's kind of the all-encompassing things when it comes to LeSean McCoy. And just from a lot of different things that have kind of happened in this city, that's why I tweeted that. It doesn't surprise me that he would be at least involved, or his name being involved in something like this.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, the Eagles were great at keeping things in-house. You hear murmurs, but they don't get out. Chip Kelly, we may never know all the reasons why he traded him. If you can give us the reasons that you do know, John, why Chip Kelly decided to ship, you know, LeSean McCoy off to Buffalo for a broken linebacker, essentially.
They hated each other. You know, I mean, that's what it really comes down to. They didn't like each other. The same way with, you know, you saw DeSean Jackson, you saw LeSean McCoy. They were very tight, and they, you know, had a very good, almost brotherly-like kind of relationship when it comes to that. So you can tell where there is a lot of friction going on in there. Chip Kelly was always a guy, and not that should be a model for every NFL coach, and I think we've learned that by now. But certainly, he liked guys that wanted to play football, not necessarily what football got them. And LeSean and Deshaun kind of don't seem to fit that mold so much. I think there were some practical reasons as well. He's an expensive running back. The league is changing. And as you can see now, even in a lot of people's backfields, you don't have or not a need for a bell cow type of runner, even though LeSean is a special talent, and I wouldn't say otherwise. But the premises of what happened there were strictly football and attitude. And I think it got twisted a bunch during that entire time when Chip Kelly was there. And that was, you know, that was a huge story for about 6 months in that offseason heading into it. And then Chip Kelly departed, obviously, a year after. But, yeah, I mean, LeSean's a guy that likes what he wants. I mean, he gets what he wants. And if he feels like he's not getting what he wants, you know, he will lash out in attitude. I don't know specifically physically things, but he has been accused of those things before in the past. I would say that his character lends more to that side, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on in this situation in particular, other than his ex-girlfriend living at one of his houses or properties, and they were going through kind of a court battle to have him trying to remove her from that premise. That all makes sense legally to me. I wouldn't want my ex-girlfriend living in the house there either, but, you know, I don't know. Like, we got to wait for more facts to come. Exactly if they have a description of the attackers or how or when this all kind of came about. But again, like, it's LeSean McCoy. I mean, I'm honestly, I hope it's not true, because what happened is horrendous. If it did and he was involved somehow, then there should be, you know, to the fullest extent of the law, I would like to see him prosecuted in that way.
Yeah, I think to myself, since you went down the legal road, John Barchard, Bleeding Green Nation Radio, WIP in Philadelphia, our sister station, joining us here in the Sports Bar. I mean, if these allegations are false, and he claims that they're false, but he makes a statement via an Instagram post, I mean, if you're dealing with lawyers already to try and get her out of your house, wouldn't you have your lawyers craft a statement outside of social media saying that these statements are false? Not only are they false for going after this person for slander and libel for attacking our client the way that she is. I mean, not hearing that, until I hear something like that, until I start to get those facts, there's going to be a little bit of me that's like, well, is he involved in this?
Well, and that's the thing, too, and he used words in that statement saying, I haven't had direct contact with her. I haven't even been around there. Now, that could all be true, but it doesn't mean, you know, I don't know what you could define direct contact in so many ways. Does that mean in person? Does that mean face-to-face? No texts? No phone calls? I find that, you know, not hard to believe, but kind of hard to believe, but if you are going through a court battle, maybe you haven't talked to each other, but you are somehow communicating through somebody, at least I would hope, to find out what was going on or what is going on, or, you know, her feelings, his feelings. Somebody's communicating in between there. So I thought that was kind of an odd short statement, and I agree with you. It's weird that there wasn't somebody coming from a lawyer side of this, and, you know, Shady just kind of said what he said and moved on. So I don't know. Yeah, I think that's particularly odd. I think if there are more things that come out where if there's text records or phone calls or anything like that, that might shed a little more light on kind of what's happening through there. But again, we don't know exactly who the attackers were or have any idea if Shady was involved in that at all.
John Barchard, Bleeding Green Nation Radio, is our guest as we're talking LeSean McCoy and this developing story. And John, I'm just being very careful, as you can imagine, in this story. But there is one thing I will say about McCoy is that at the very best, it's questionable the company he keeps. And I think that's fair to say with this story, but I think it's also fair to go back to some other stories. You know, tell us what happened to the best of your recollection with the nightclub incident, you know, the eve of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And should that have been, a cautionary tale that, LeSean, in that situation as well, found himself somewhere where he shouldn't have been?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's completely fair to say. I mean, this is a guy that's about to turn 30. It's a 30-year-old man, and you're still kind of in the nightclub life. And to be honest, it's not even one of the better nightclubs in Philadelphia that he went to. So it's just, you're just kind of sitting there like, what are you doing, man? Like, why are you always constantly in these situations where it is two undercover police officers? And that kind of became, you know, huge headlines here in Philadelphia. And although he didn't throw a punch, he's clearly around it. And there's video footage that was kind of Zapruder to death for a couple of weeks while he was in there, while everybody's trying to figure this thing out. And the same with a couple of party bus incidents where he was, again, accused of trying to throw somebody off of the bus and physically assaulting that person in the middle of the highway. I would say how he's attacked his, his baby mama and in 2013 on social media and saying, you know, basically let's go after her and dox her tells you a lot. You know, it blows me away that people could be surprised by something like this where, again, he might not be directly involved but is around this stuff again. And I think we've learned a lot about LeSean McCoy in 10 years in this league about what he is and what he isn't. Clearly, he's not as nice as a guy as maybe some think he is. I don't think he's classy. I don't think he is a guy that, you know, and I know people even here point to, there's an incident at a restaurant at PYT, which no longer exists, where he didn't tip a server, and people kind of point to that too. And I'm kind of back and forth with that because that establishment did try and exploit him and, you know, put his name all over the place. So I get it from LeSean's perspective on that, but it's just all these different things have kind of added up throughout the years. And like I said before, I think the Philadelphia Eagles organization keeps a very tight lid on things that are happening in and outside of their complex, whether their players are in or out of it. And I just think it's a different situation in Buffalo, and you're tending to see some of these things spill over.
Hard to trust a guy who doesn't tip his server. I mean, how do you not tip the service industry, please? You brought up the Bills. We're talking with John Barchard, Bleeding Green Nation Radio, WIP, Sports Radio, WIP Philadelphia, our sister station. The Bills issuing a statement, quote, "We have spoken to LeSean. We have been in contact with the National Football League. We will continue to gather information." This is an interesting time for the Buffalo Bills. New president, Kim Pegula. If you're Kim Pegula, and you see that your star player, the best player on your team, is even remotely involved with these allegations, how do you react to that?
That puts her in an extremely tough position. And again, it puts the NFL in an extremely tough position as well. As much as I have just gone through all of that different stuff, like, this kind of has to be 100% if I'm Kim. You know, I can't, either way, I think people would obviously understand if you moved on from LeSean McCoy. So I don't think that would be met with, you know, any type of resistance there. But as hard as it might be, and then even though my gut is telling me one thing, you still have to wait and see how this develops, because it could have been the house itself. It could have been, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. If I'm the Buffalo Bills, I'm making sure that this thing is more thorough than any police officer, than any FBI agent, than any, you know, CIA, NSA, whatever it is. You need to make sure 1,000% that he didn't, you know, have a phone call out to whoever attacked this woman, didn't have a conversation about it, didn't have anything to do with it before I make any decision on what's happening with him and the Buffalo Bills and their future. And that's probably the most important thing for them and the franchise at this point. And as much as we all in social media has done a pretty good job of that today of throwing a bunch of stuff around, and I understand where the sentiment comes from, I'm very sensitive to it personally, myself, because I know a lot of women that have gone through and dealt with a lot of these things. And for people to, make sure that their voice is heard and that us as a dominated sportsmen culture believe that first and not the player. I totally understand that, and they should. But if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I have to make sure that this thing is 100% investigated and the facts are 100% correct.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it's not the Bills' call here, if it's the league, because if we learned many things from the Ray Rice story, but it was the Ravens who bumbled their way, putting Ray Rice and his fiance out at the podium and talking about this, and then the video came out, and the league was kind of, you know, caught. They claimed they were caught off guard. My question being, John, is it actually the league that should be leading this and not the Buffalo Bills? Because whether the league likes this or not, this is your lead story tonight when it comes to the NFL on the SportsCenter and all the other shows.
I think so. And if they're not already on this, I would be surprised. And you're right, it might be out of their hands all entirely here, where, you know, they might just go through and do the typical NFL thing where it's just like, we've investigated it, and though there are no charges, here, six games because you violated the conduct policy. That could be, just like I was saying, could come through phone calls or, you know, text messages, something kind of linking him to this particular attack. And the other things in there wasn't just this attack either in that Instagram post. I mean, it's going through everything. It's going through, you know, we didn't talk about your drug use. We didn't talk about you beating up your dog or your child. Just all different accusations. You're just going, holy cow. So it's not just one thing the NFL should be going after. It's everything. And sometimes when it's like this, it does take a fair amount of time. I don't know if the NFL kind of has that amount of time to kind of do that. If they get one inkling of this thing, I would suspect that they're going to do kind of the usual here. But yeah, this is a really tough situation, guys. Like I know how hard it is to cover too, because, you know, there are a lot of people, and by the way, this has nothing to do with anyone's fandom. You should still be a Buffalo Bills fan regardless of all this. You don't have to defend NFL players, nor should you. They don't need your help, you know. They can figure this thing out on their own, and that's important here. Like, nothing in all the times that we had rooted for LeSean McCoy here in Philadelphia, it doesn't make you a bad person, because we don't know all the information that kind of comes out and goes through here. But certainly, you know, don't defend anybody until all the facts are kind of out and done here. And I would suspect that the NFL steps in anyway, regardless of what happens.
John, we love talking to you about football, about Eagles football, about LeSean McCoy. I want to make sure you have plenty of time here. The floor is yours. Let everybody listening to ESPN Rochester know where they can hear and see and read more of your work.
Yes, just head on down to bleedinggreennation.com, BGN_radio on the twitter.com, and also 94 WIP, where I'm sure we'll be talking about this for the next couple of days as well.
John, appreciate your background on this. Very helpful today. And hopefully we talk next time about Carson Wentz and other fun stuff. So.
Yes, that sounds great. Let's do that.
You got it. John Barchard, love having you on. Thanks for the time, John. Enjoy the rest of your night. Bleeding Green Nation Radio, again, follow him on Twitter, at John Barchard. Gene, as we're talking to John, the thing that keeps going on in my head, is this is going to take time.
It's going to take a lot of time.
This isn't going to be resolved quickly.
What the light bulb went off in my head is, this is not a Kim Pegula problem. This is not a Buffalo Bills problem. The league, this needs to come from the league office. This is this serious. Okay, because there is a woman who was nearly beaten to death, and we see the photos. What happened? Well, first, you let the authorities do their job, and we're still waiting to hear exactly. But you want justice for this woman. That's the one thing that I think we should all care about, justice for this woman.
Yes, unless this has nothing to do with LeSean McCoy. There is a scenario where this could have happened to her and it has zero to do with LeSean McCoy.
Correct. That's correct too. But hard for me to think that she did this to herself.
All right, here we go. Mike Rodak recently tweeting out, Mike Rodak, our buddy from ESPN, ESPN.com, covering the Buffalo Bills. Here's a statement from Milton, Georgia police about the home invasion, sent in response to an ABC News and ESPN inquiry into allegations against Bills running back LeSean McCoy. Quote, On July 10th, 2018, at approximately 3:18 a.m., Milton police responded to a home invasion at a residence on Hickory Pass near the Cherokee County line. The preliminary investigation indicates that this residence was specifically targeted by the suspect or suspects and not a random incident. When officers arrived, they found one victim who had been physically assaulted by a lone intruder. During the altercation, the suspect demanded specific items from the victim. An adult female victim was treated and released at North Fulton Regional Hospital. A second adult female victim also sustained a minor injury during the incident. So this is a home invasion.
Home invasion.
And I don't know if the second adult victim was the friend that ended up putting out the Instagram post, but the preliminary investigation indicates that this resident was specifically targeted by the suspect or suspects, and not a random incident.
Mike Garofalo of NFL Network is reporting that where was McCoy? He was training in Miami this morning. So McCoy in Miami today, not in Georgia today.
All right, so more on the allegations against LeSean McCoy next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. He covers the Buffalo Bills for NewYorkUpstate.com. Our buddy Ryan Talbot has been following this story as
well. Yeah, and I spoke to Ryan, so he can kind of summarize for us everything that has happened. If you're just tuning in and trying to catch up, we'll do the best job we can here in the Sports Bar of recapping what we know about the situation concerning LeSean McCoy.
Ryan Talbot next. Stay in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.